Sukkah, Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. We have a new sugya to learn. The last few problem we learned, L'omke, L'rochboy. The sugya is a mitzvah, yeshiva sukkah, the prerequisite dinim of the sukkah, of the walls of the sach, and so on. Now we're learning the halachas of the dalad minim. After Paragimel of the dalad minim, then we're going to be oisik, and Yitzhak Hashem, the other chelik in the sechter, is going to be the different parts of the yomtiv itself. The avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, the avoid of the Hishanis and the Halal and the Nanum and so on and so forth, and then the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, Befrat, the avoid of Hashanah Rabbah, Yitzhak Hashem. Lulav HaGozel VaYovesh Posel. The first basic din of a lulav is Gozel and Yovesh. Now, the two have nothing in common. So first, Gozel. We'll read the Rav. The reason why Lulav HaGozel is posel, the Rav says, because the Torah says, L'kachm L'chem. Everybody knows that there's a din in Lulav that it has to be Mishel L'chem. You have to own it. The Rav adds, Ula'acha yush bailim, nihi dishaloihu shakonoi sabi yush. The Gemara has a whole discussion. In Bava Kamadav Samach Vov, whether yush is koina, could be yush is only koina. And this is the way we paskin by a gezel. Yush is only koina b'shinu yushus. That means if Reuven owns a lulav and Shimon steals it from him, when Shimon sells it to Levi, so Levi doesn't have that he can't be koinit with Yush. The reason why Shimon can't be koinit with Yush l'chud, we'll say over the Nusach of the Gemara, be surah asaliyode. Shimon has a chayves hashava, and because of that, Shimon's chayves hashava is ma'ak of him being koinit. As soon as he gives it to Levi, if it's la'ach ayush, Levi kishal atzma can be koinit with the Yush, and the shinu reshus means that he doesn't have the ma'ak of anymore, be surah asaliyode. That's the way Taisus, the Rosh, the Ktais has an Arichus, that this is the way to learn the sugya of Yush and Shinu Rishus. It's not a combination, it's that the Shinu Rishus allows the Yush to be kind. Other Rishayim will argue, and then Afkamina will be, what happens if the Shinu Rishus before the Yush? Is the Shinu Rishus with Yush together kinda? That's the way it would seem from the Rambam, the Raivit. It's a major machlokes Rishayim, the way the Ktais is Marich and Hilchus Geneva. That's Gozel. What happens? Let's say a person is koina l'achayush, l'chayna he could use a lulav gozel. L'chayna could become his. So the Rav fears ois, l'achayush bailam, nidah shalayush koina yisibiyush, mikol mokim have a mitzvah habo be'aveiro. It's a mitzvah habo be'aveiro. This is the way the Rav learns. And the Rav's chiddush is that you say mitzvah habo be'aveiro, l'chayra, when Shimon stole it from Reuven, you call that habo be'aveiro until yush. But if yush is koina, Shimon now owns the lulav. What's Baba Avera? It's his because it's his. So because originally it came to him, it came his way, Al Yidei Maisa Avera, that's a Chiddush. L'maisa the Rav is Mavur that way. This is the Shita of some Rishonim, Rashi and others. Taisus L'maisa and Daflam, it holds not that way. It's Kepaskin Tov Resh Mem Tes, that if you hold Yish and Shinu Rishus, then the Halachas is no Psula Mitzvah Baba Avera either. So we hold that Yush is any koina. Yush and Shin Rishus is Yeh koina. These halachas, by the way, on Shulchan Aruch, Chayshim Mishpat Shin Nun Gimel. So L'chayra, if you pass it on to somebody else, there won't be a problem of Lochem, but there will be a problem of Mitzvah Bo Ba'Aveira. L'maisa, the place can point out, it's hard to say Bo Ba'Aveira by something that wasn't created Ba'Aveira. Bo Ba'Aveira over here means it was gotten Ba'Aveira, but over here it wasn't. Shimon the Ganev sold the lulav to Levi. Levi getting it from Shimon was without a Sirachim and Averi. It was already Yush in Shimon's Rishus. And now that Shimon passed over to Levi, it's not a Mitzvah Bav Averi. L'chayr would be kosher. Ma'oid, we'll just make one more point, is that there's another way of making a Shinu, and that's Shinu Maisa. Shinu Maisa means you do something substantial to change the Chayfetz, to give it a different definition. Take a piece of wood, turn it into a table. Piece of wool, you turn it into a shirt. And so on and so forth. Over here, what you could say is, where the lulav was attached to something else, and it wasn't roi for mitzvah's lulav, and you cut it off, and you turned it into something now, which could be called a lulav shal mitzvah, that's a shini maisa. The shini maisa, avada will be koinev. It will be koinev. There should be a problem with mitzvah b'avera. Except that the place can point out that since la maisa, it was gotten into his rishus b'gneva, it's not roi to make a bracha. so he could be yoytze the mitzvah, but without a bracha. That's the maskanas hapoiskim in Shulchan Aruch in Tof Reish Memtes. So that's for Gozel. Yovesh is a chsorn in Hodor, which is interesting because Priates Hodor is the pasuk that talks about Esrin. It doesn't say anything about a lulav. So the Maaseh of the Gemara says that all Dalad Minim have this basic prerequisite of Yovish of Hodor, Lagabi that. What's not clear is what the shear of Yovish is. Yovish means a little bit dried. It means when the color is already fading. That's when you could say that the Yoveshus is Bifnim. Then the Mishnah continues, Shal Asheru v'shal Ir Anidachas, Posel. These two Dinim are already... both have the same problem. An asher is a tree that was never, there was a certain type of avodah zarah, it becomes also banor. All the movables, we're not talking here about a lulav that was on the tree. We're talking about a lulav that was a metaltel, and there's somebody in the anidachas who wants to be a tzimitzis lulav. Maybe he has a fan, vesechnish. But al kaponim, if it's in the anidachas, it's condemned to be burnt, it's oimid l'sreifah. And the din is, the Gemara says, Mechadash over here, din ksuse mechtash yure. Anything that has a shear, anything that has a certain cheshivus of dimensions that it has to have in order to be roi lemitzvah, shofar, lulav, and so on, the halacha is that it's considered nizbatl mechashivusay mishiuroi ayideh da imid l'sreifa. Literally, the Lashna Gemara, ksuse mechtash yure, it crumbled, so it's mechtas, it's cut off, it loses its shear. One last point, Taisus points out that lulav shalasher don't say that it's possible because of mitzvah babaveru, because the mitzvah over here is not nasis ayideh da aveir, the lulav grows from a tree. The fact is incidental that somebody was miyachid at lavei dezara. In the first case, the bailus of the lulav, which is a prerequisite for the mitzvah, is nischadish al yedei gzeila. That's gzeila means a requisition of somebody else's bailus. By the way, psul mitzvah baba veriv, it's deraisa derabon, is a good shayla. Taisan daftes, other rishayim. Mitzvah baba veriv certainly exists by lulav. It's not clear that mitzvah baba veriv is a pasulus by sukkah. Taisus on daftes seems to equate both. Taisus wants to know, why don't you pasul by Sukkah Gzula, don't pass lots Enish Elohem, the famous Kasha, where he says, just pass lots Mitzvah Babavera. The Ritva brings B'Shem Bale Taisis, we don't have any Taisis in front of us, that Mitzvah Babavera is only things that are Demil Korban. The Posuk that would teach us Mitzvah Babavera, Havino Lepacho Secho, that the Gemara says, is you wouldn't bring that as a Korban, it's not a Hakrova, it's only things that are Demil Hakrova. One of the yisoidis of mitzvahs lulav that we're going to learn is that mitzvahs lulav is not just a mitzvah that a yid does in Barapak and Flatbush. It's a mitzvah that be'etzem shaykh is to the Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah of lulav was b'amikdash shivas yomim. U'smachtem lefnei Hashem alekechem shivas yomim. So even b'gvulin, the mitzvah of lulav that a person has on the first day, be'etzem shaykh to a hakrova of some sort. Mitzvah sukkah has nothing to do with hakrova's carbon. So there's nothing to do with that cross garden. There won't be a psul mitzvah babaveri. Maybe you won't make a bracha because it's not proper. It's definitely not rotzi lefon of yizbarach. But it's not a psul. That would be mashma psul mitzvah babaveri is deraisa. Others tiny mitzvah babaveri is clearly derabonon. And that would be the answer why the Gemara on Daf Tes has to bring a different reason that sukkah gzula is possible, because we want to pasul deraisa. And then there's the famous raid of the Michas Chinuch that says that the reason why mitzvah sukkah needs a separate din that gzula is possible is because a mitzvah babaveira just means that you don't get the mitzvah. You weren't mekayim a mitzvah. A mitzvah that you do together in aveira, you weren't mekayim a mitzvah. But let's ask ourselves, is it a sukkah? It is a sukkah. The sukkah lemaisa can't be defined that a person mavatal mitzvah say. He is not eating out of the sukkah. He's eating in a sukkah, he doesn't get a mitzvah for it, but he's not eating out of a sukkah. The din of sukkah gzula is that it's not a sukkah at all. You're mevatel a mitzvah, say. This is the famous teretz of the Michas Chinuch, the way he's miyashim teis kasha. I'm explaining the Michas Chinuch the way I heard many times from Meir V'Rabbi, the Mir Rashi V'Rab Shmuel B'Yam Bam Zatzal. There are kashas that Achreinim ask. Mitzvah kiyum, mitzvah tzuchiyum. You're not out of the sukkah, you're in the sukkah, but that's the way we explain the minchas chinuch. This is a little bit of a exposition, b'negei mitzvah b'aveiru, where it comes up over here in the Mishnah. Vayter niktam roishoy, the head of the lulav, and this is where people have the lulav checked, is because sometimes it could look like the edge, the sharp point of the lulav is niktam. Very often it's not. People have nervin because they think that it always has to come to a perfect point. And sometimes it doesn't. You have to be able to look at a lulav and see if it's a niktam. Nifritzu olav. This needs a little bit of an explanation. When we talk about, by the way, niktam roishay, we're talking about the shedra, which is the innermost leaf, the one that's at the center. The other leaves, we don't care if one of the leaves that are on the outside, maybe it's not as nice if part of it is nicked off. But that's not a pastels. The nifritzu olav over here means as well. The Torah says kapis tamar, it has to be a bundle of leaves. The bundle means it has to be naturally together. And what happens if you have that middle leaf and the other leaves already fell off or they were cut off, and now you're holding on to it together by putting a tabas, putting a koshkel around it? That's possible. Other time it doesn't mean mamish cut off. It means that the leaves themselves are nistak, or split. The middle leaf is split, and that's something that we passel with. We're trying to hold that's possible. Halacha nifritzu olov is its leaf, is that middle leaf which is always doubled over. If it's split, that's also psul. Nifridu olav means that it's still attached. The leaves around are attached to the stem, but they spread out. They're not held together. The Torah says kapis tmarim. Kapis tmarim means kofus is a lashon of they're held together. So you need at least one other leaf to be held together with the middle leaf. And then it's... So actually the Gemara says it doesn't have to be held together. It has to be royal lekach, that they're mechuber. Which sounds like the Tanakhama is saying that even if the leaves are separating, they're falling out from the stem, it would be kosher. If you do aimer yegdenu melamala, they do have to be held together with the kima mitzvah. Tzinei hara barzel, this is a type of dekel, it's a type of thing which should be a lulav, but it comes from a place, those are questionable whether they're a lulav, it's a little bit of a different shape or size. They're not as kofus, the leaves, and it's also a different size, a smaller size. The ma'aseh halacha is that the Kabbalah is that they're still called kapis tmarim, the ksheris. Lulav sheyesh by shlosha tvachim kidei lenanea boy, kosher. This is an interesting halacha. First of all, the Mishnah says it as kosher because it has shlosha tvachim. What that means is that a lulav that has less than three tvachim is possible because enik. Now, what's a pella is, the Rishonim seem to say this psul of Yesh Bo Shlosha Tvachim is midaraisa. The whole din nanuim is only derabanan. How could there be an ikuva on a deraisa level because it's any royal nanu if the whole nanuim is derabanan? It's a pella. What you have to say is that the din nanuim is be'etzim the tzura of a lulav. Because I'll bring the pasuk. You want to bring the pasuk. The lulav is a zach which is be'etzim something that could be shaken to praise the Rebbe Shalom. The sound of the lulav is the sound of oziranu kolatzayor. So it could be that the ma'isen anun befoil is only drabonon, but the mitzvah, the cheftz of a lulav, has to be done on something that has a shir kidelin ane. It's an interesting chiddush. There's also the shear of a cotton, when is in Mechuyim Mitzvah Lulav, is Kedei Lenanea, because of that din of doing the Mais Nanuim befoil. Agav, the Gemara explains that this, that the Mishnah says, Shloisha Tvachim is Shloisha Tvachim besides for one where his hands are. He needs four Tvachim, one to hold, and three, that there should be something there that's shaking. Kedei Lenanea, it's worth, by the way, when, if a person holds together with a koshkel, he has that hadasim naarovis on the lulav, leaving three tvachim above the hadasim naarovis in order to be mekayim, to have that shir kedei lenaneh. Mishnah Beis. Hadas, hagozel vayovish posel. Doesn't need explanation. It's the same thing that we had in Mishnah Aleph. Both of them, the yovish is a psul hador, the gozel is the two psulim of lochem, and as well as the psul mitzvah baba beru. We'll add, by the way, The psul of lochem is only a psul kiyadua on the first day. Lokach lochem by yom rishon. The other 7 days that we bnei chutzlards take mitzvah amikai mitzvahs lulav, not the other 7 days, but the other of the 7 days, in total 7 days through Hashanah Rabbah, is only a mitzvah derabbanan. The mitzvah deraisa is usmachtim lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yom. That's a mitzvah in the Beis Hamikdash. Maybe in Yerushalayim, kiyadu the shitsa Rambam, the whole Yerushalayim is lefnei Hashem. That would be a mechuyiv deraisa midrabbanan. Ulekachin lochem. Lechayr, there is no prerequisite that it has to be lochem. There's no din lochem. Yesh lodun is a major machlokes Yerushalayim and Dav Choftes. What's with the second day of Yom Tov? The second day of Yom Tov, we have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. Did they make it, since anyways there's a mitzvah the whole 7 days, so they didn't clap it out, they didn't turn it into the first day Yom Tov. Even though normally, let's say, you make a second Seder, but over here you're doing the mitzvah anyway, so they didn't give it that extra din of the psulim of the first day, or maybe not. The second day, Sveka D'Yomim, means you have to mamish treat it, you have to shtel it avek like the first day. So Melo, there'll be a din of lochem as well on the second day. Not like Tosfos, now Ban discussed this. Right in the Mishnah, Shel Asher v'Shel Irani Dachas, posel. Again, same idea that we had Mishnah of Ksusim Echda Shuri. Niktam Roishoy, Nifritzu Olav Ashayu Anov of Merubis Ma'olav posel. The first two things we had already, Niktam Roishoy, Nifritzu Olav. Oishahoyu Anov of Merubis Ma'olav means that the branches, the little branches of the adasim, that we know they're mishulish. You have to have rows of three. We don't see this by our hadasim, but the way some hadasim grows, they grow berries on the hadas. So if the berries outnumber the leaves, it's like various colors. It's what's called menumer, like striped. Menumer, a number is a, not a leopard, what are they called? Like the tiger with stripes. So it's menumer, it's a chsaron and hidra, as I state in the Gemara. V'miyaton, if he picks off the berries, and he now makes that the olim are meruba, the loch is kosher. V'ein me'matim yomtiv. Why? That's a tikkun kli, you're taking something that's any roi, and you're fixing it, you're turning it into something. What's a hadas? That's possible, it's just a piece of wood. You can use it for b'samim, but it's nothing really. Bimamayit, you're turning it into a hadas shal mitzvah, so that lamaisa has a din iser al tikkun kli.